Hello and welcome to the WebAssert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The New York Times app is removed from Apple's App Store in China. Online is set to become the largest advertising medium in the world, and influencer marketing sees success in Malaysia. The New York Times app has been removed from the Chinese Apple App Store at the request of the country's authorities. It's been revealed that near the end of December, all English and Chinese language apps created by the New York Times were removed from the store. No comment has been given by the Chinese authorities regarding the reason behind the request, but the country's internet regulator has blocked websites belonging to the publication since 2012. Since that time, Chinese readers have been known to use special software to bypass the online block, but up until now have been able to access the app. Apple has said that it was informed by the authorities that the app was in violation of local regulations, but no further information was given. The New York Times has responded to the removal of the app by arguing that the decision was part of an attempt to prevent readers in China from accessing independent news coverage. It was also pointed out that the decision was made on the same day that one of the publication's journalists contacted the Chinese government as part of a story about alleged financial perks in the country provided to a Chinese iPhone factory. A new report has suggested that online will become the largest advertising medium in the world within 3 years. The research from IHS Market looked at growth patterns across all ad mediums, which estimated a change would see television knocked off the top spot globally. Whilst global TV made up 36% of global ad revenue and online accounted for 30% in countries with higher penetration rates such as the UK, online already accounts for 50% of all revenue. IHS Technology principal analyst Lini Maruli said that TV was helped in 2016 by events such as the Olympics, the European Football Championships, and the US elections, all of which happened every 4 years. Research into influencer marketing in Malaysia has shown that the advertising method is becoming increasingly successful in the country. Around 73% of internet users in Malaysia currently use Instagram, and celebrities and other influencers are finding sponsored posts to be an effective form of marketing. From a list of the top 100 influencers on Instagram, Tally Press found that a third of them had more than 500,000 followers. Erin Hale from Forbes magazine said that the country may be a test case for wider spread use of Instagram advertising across Southeast Asia. With a high population of Muslims, influencers in Malaysia such as blogger Vivi Yusuf have found success in promoting modern living that fits with a religiously observant lifestyle. Facebook is looking to improve its revenue gains across the Asia-Pacific region. The company's plan involves launching various tools in the market, allowing businesses to reach consumers through social media for a fee paid to Facebook itself. It would follow a similar path to the ways in which LINE currently allows around 2 million businesses to contact users in Southeast Asia. Monetizing its messaging platforms is a large opportunity for the social network in Asia, where 30% of e-commerce happens through social media compared to just 7% in the US. This comes as Asia's capital has cited messaging monetization as it initiated coverage on Facebook, with a buy rating and price target of $150 for the end of 2017. And finally, Baidu has unveiled its own AI digital assistant called Little Fish. The system responds to voice commands to find the user any local services, play media, and make calls. The device will launch in China only in March of 2017. Unlike AI devices such as Amazon Echo, Little Fish still uses a touchscreen to relay some of its information to the user. Baidu chief scientist Andrew Ng said that modern AI is now at a stage where it will transform our society. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.
Thank you.